on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Before we started ABQ Connect today, I was talking with Mary Gray Perdue. She's in studio with me. She is the area director for Johnny and Friends here in New Mexico. Mary, welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here, Jim.
You know, before we were visiting about this, is I think about cultures other than the United States, and I never knew this before until I talked to Marcy and Sandy and others that work for Johnny and Friends about this. We even interviewed Johnny about this. But there are cultures that view people that may not be able to walk well or for whatever reason, they want to hide them in the back room. The United States has really kind of come a long ways, haven't they?
I mean,
we really recognize people are people. But I will say, I'm a very tall person, and I'm not always that comfortable when I'm approached by somebody in a wheelchair. I kind of need to get over that, don't I?
That's a large difference in height.
Yeah.
So I, being short, don't have that problem. And we do know, and we teach people, that someone in a wheelchair, their head is always looking up. So it's a really nice, thoughtful thing to do is get down at eye level.
Nice.
Pull up a chair and have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, and I always want to engage. I'm a person that if I didn't know you today, I would say hello to you if you were walking on the campus. I just do that. But I have to confess, I don't always do that with somebody that's in a wheelchair or some other thing because I don't know why.
Let's change that starting today.
Yeah, we're going to change that.
Awesome.
I should have changed it a long time ago. Hey, let's talk about some things going on with Johnny and Friends. You just had a barn dance
Saturday. Last Saturday, we had about 200 people in the community that came and had a wonderful time. It was free barbecue, a DJ with lots of dancing, and then game booths that were put on by local churches.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And we help people with disabilities, of course, but this was open to everybody in the community, kind of creating awareness and building community spirit.
I love that. Marriage Getaway coming up November 8th and 9th?
Yes, and we have a couple openings left for couples who are dealing with either a disability between one of the spouses or with one of their children. And it's a time of refreshment. We have a pastor and his wife coming. It'll be a weekend of practical tools and some hope and help and refreshment.
I do need to emphasize caregivers are like heroes. And you care as much about the people that are disabled as you do about, or you care about the caregivers as much as the people that are disabled.
Absolutely.
Because caregiving is tough. I mean, that is a huge responsibility. There's a lot of emotions that go into that. So you have respites. You're talking about this marriage getaway. How do people register for that?
Go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico.
Okay.
And there will be a link to register for that. And as you mentioned, respites. We have a couple of respites coming up, one at Grace Church that will be Friday the 25th. And you go to Grace Church's website in order to register for that.
So let's say you have a child that mm-hmm. has a disability. They're 12. Mm-hmm. Can they go to Grace Church and give you a couple hours to be out and enjoying whatever, maybe go to dinner or something like that, and they're going to have a good time at Grace Church?
Absolutely. You have the right idea there, Jim. You go onto their website and register first so that they can prepare, and they will have a buddy for your child that will hang out with them, play games, have fun, and you as a couple or you as a single parent can go off and, go on a date night or just relax. We do have a single parent who sleeps in her car for the 3 hours of the respite because it's the only break she gets.
That's amazing.
We know caregiving is 24/7, so it's really important to come
on. Mary, this is not on our list, so I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I want to ask you about caregivers. Do caregivers sometimes care so much for the person they're taking care of that they don't take care of themselves?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Caregivers often are so on task and 24/7 that having a time for themselves is really important. And in fact, at Johnny and Friends once a month at our headquarters office here in Albuquerque, we have caregivers that come in for just a time of talking with each other, encouraging each other, exchanging information. It has been a wonderful thing to be a part of.
So if you're a caregiver and you're listening now, there's a marriage getaway. It's November 8th and 9th at the Sheraton Uptown. Two respites, Friday the 25th, and then another one on November 16th at Trinity at the Marketplace.
Yes.
The other one's going to be at Grace Church on Friday the 25th. All of this information is available at your website.
Correct.
Give us that. We're going to maybe give it to us a couple more times during our time together.
johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. And our phone number is 505-595-3981.
Okay. I love that. I noticed here on the list you need some volunteers.
Yes. Yes, we are always in need of volunteers. In fact, we're building something called Area Teams right now. It is a way for us to multiply and leverage, sort of the Jesus model where he multiplied and leveraged, right, through his disciples. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking for people who want to give 3 hours a month, an hour a week, whatever it is that they feel that they can give. We want them to come on in, make an appointment, have a meeting, take a little tour of our office, and hear about the different areas that we have needs for volunteers.
So let's take the 12-year-old we were talking about at the respite that gets dropped off at Grace Church or in November 16th at Trinity at the Marketplace. The buddies that you mentioned, they're volunteers?
They are volunteers.
And are they young people that you've trained a little bit?
All ages, and they are trained how to be a buddy. And it can be specific for people with disabilities. If there are special challenges where you sign up for these respites, you'll let them know and they will prepare for you.
Yeah, I have to tell you a really quick story. So I played basketball most of my life. And wheelchair basketball players are pretty skilled at what they do. So one of the guys that they used to train at the Boys and Girls Club of Albuquerque over on Truman. And one day, one of them said, well, get your butt over here in a wheelchair and let me see if you've got what it takes, right? So I got in a wheelchair and they actually taught me. You know, it's a special athletic wheelchair with the wheels that are not perpendicular to the floor. They're kind of spread out a little bit. You can turn with one hand. And of course, you have to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
And I actually had a lot of fun. It was a really good workout. And I think it was a blessing to them as much as it was to me.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. And people with disabilities want that. They just want you to hang out, talk with them, say hi, find out what's going on with them. They are so much more than the chair, or they are so much more than their disability.
KLYT has helped you guys with like your Wheelchairs for the World, trying to get wheelchairs donated, and then you deliver those to various countries. Johnny and Friends has grown to this international ministry. What did you say? How many countries now?
Well, we had hoped to be in 23 countries by December of last year, and we were in 44.
Wow. Yeah, so you've exceeded expectations. But I guarantee you the need's not yet met, is it?
No, it is not. And in fact, I believe there's 80 million people worldwide who need wheelchairs.
Wow. And Americans, we just happen to have a lot of wheelchairs because the way our healthcare system and everything works. Mm-hmm. I know that I lost both of my parents here about a year ago, but we had wheelchairs, two or three of them, and I was able to bring those over to the office. And the funny thing was, is those didn't need any refurbishing, man. My parents made sure those things were like in perfect condition all the time. So,
well, we sure appreciated that, and we sent them on to just get a little cleanup, and they're with 299 others are going to be on a shipping container going to a country where someone with a disability is put in a back room, and in some places they're even thought to be cursed. So what we bring is hope. We bring the gospel hope with a Bible and a chair, and teach the family how to maintain it and really bring these people out of the back rooms and off the floor.
I think that's amazing. Mary Gray Perdue is the area director with Johnny and Friends here in New Mexico. Their ministry really is interested in supporting people that have disabilities and also their caregivers. So where can people go for more information?
Oh, go to our website, which is www.johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. And that is spelled out, J-O-N-I-A-N-D, Friends.
And people don't realize sometimes that they need a respite. I think that's not just true with caregiving. That's probably true with everything.
Yeah, I believe so too.
So the respites are designed to take extra good care of the person you're caring for. I know the first one is Friday the 25th at Grace Church. That's at 6901 San Antonio. You can register at Johnny and Friends?
Nope, register at Grace Church.
Oh, at Grace Church.
Yes, it is actually their event.
Oh, it's their event?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we go out and train churches, and they take over, and they have these events.
Okay, so if you go to the Grace Church website, you'll have to Google that, find out what that is. And then Trinity at the Marketplace, which is down by Coronado Center.
Yes.
They're going to have one on November 16th from 2 to 5. And that's just an afternoon to maybe go to the movies, maybe do something else, you know, that's restful and get you renewed for some more caregiving
because
it's tough.
And you mentioned a 12-year-old. It can be babies all the way up to a 65-year-old who, you know, their caregivers.
But if you register in advance, then you can help that church prepare for who are the volunteers that are needed and, and different care situations that come up.
Exactly.
How'd you get involved with Johnny and Friends?
Oh boy, I met Johnny and Ken in like 2005 in Charlotte, North Carolina at a National Religious Broadcasters event when I was with Homeward and Jim Burns. And when I moved to New Mexico just 2 years ago, I was searching for where I might fit in. And once I saw that opening, it was like, oh my goodness, Johnny and Friends. I love her. I love the what the ministry does for people. And I was delighted to know that they had a need for an area director here.
Yeah, and it's definitely got to be a move of God that this is now an international ministry. I mean, Johnny basically is a quadriplegic. She dove into I don't know how many inches of water thinking it was a deep lake.
Yes.
Broke her neck and has had the – but just all that God has done through her and her husband, obviously a great helpmate.
Yes.
And now people like yourself and others that are working for the ministry, it's become an absolute – amazing international ministry helping people all over the world.
Yeah, it's an honor to be there. And Johnny is exactly who she says she is on radio. Just a lover of God and a lover of people wanting to help wherever she can.
Where's New Mexico rated when it comes to taking care of people that have disabilities? Are we doing a good job? Or
That's a really good question. Stay tuned. I'll find out.
Well, I know this. We've had a couple of people with Johnny and Friends that have come to the campus of Calvary Church, for example. And we have various wheelchair ramps and try to give access to all the doors. And I thought it was interesting that they said, yeah, this campus, it's a large campus, so sometimes you have to go a little farther than some people want to go. But all of us have to do that because it's just a big place.
Right.
But they said the access is actually pretty good.
Good. That's wonderful.
And Johnny and Friends, I know, actually provides some consulting to like architects and different people about that very thing, don't they?
Actually, and we actually have a grant annually people can apply for, churches can, where it's a matching grant. So up to $2,500 we will match so that they can do some physical changes to their church to help for people with disabilities.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you are training volunteers. How much of a commitment does a volunteer have to make?
Oh, good question. So it's a staff of three. And to put on all the events that we put on all year long, we are looking for people who want to commit to either an event or to come into the office once a week. We have people that do that.
What if somebody's great with logistics and planning, but
love
they're
that.
Not very mobile?
That's,
they could still do some work for you.
Absolutely. In fact, we put on a family retreat in summer for a week, a warrior getaway for a week. This marriage getaway coming up. We have a golf tournament to help raise funds. We have the barn dance. We'll be doing something for Disability Awareness Month in March. Mm-hmm. So lots going on, lots of needs for people who come alongside either, you know, with their skill set or just hard work.
Is it difficult to or complicated to give money to Johnny and Friends?
Oh, let me think. No. I can help with that.
Give the website and your phone number one more time.
Thank you. It is johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. The phone number is 505-595-3981. And we would put every bit of those funds to really good use.
I love it. Mary Gray Perdue, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on, and I'm going to make sure we get you on a little more frequently.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks for being here. We're going to be back with Becky Harada and Toya Kaplan, and they're going to be talking about sex trafficking in New Mexico. Not my favorite subject, but unbelievably more common than all of us would like to think. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back.